tarea 2.
Today, we're talking about one of America's most popular singers, Elvis Presley. Music industry experts say more than 1,000 million of Elvis's recordings have sold throughout the world. He was a success in many different kinds of music, popular, country, religious, and rhythm and blues. Elvis Presley won many awards from nations all over the world. Yet he did not record in any language other than English. He never performed outside the United States, except for 3 shows in Canada. Yet his recordings and films have been, and are still, enjoyed by people all over the world. Elvis Aaron Presley was born in the southern town of Tupelo, Mississippi, on January 8, 1935. His family was extremely poor. During his childhood, he sang in churches with his parents. He also listened to music that influenced his later singing. Elvis and his family moved to Memphis, Tennessee when he was 13. In 1953, he made his first recording of the song My Happiness. Elvis Presley recorded the song at the Memphis Recording Service. The story is that he paid $4 to make a recording for his mother. A woman who worked at the public recording studio had another job with a local independent record company called Sun Records. She made a second recording of Elvis's songs because she thought the owner of Sun Records should hear him sing. The owner of Sun Records, Sam Phillips, had been looking for a white performer who could sing black rhythm and blues. He suggested Elvis work with a guitar player and a bass player. Several months later, Mr. Phillips agreed to have the group make a record. It was released on July 19, 1954. One of Elvis's first recordings became a huge hit and led to his many appearances on television. It was Heartbreak Hotel. By the middle of the 1950s, Elvis Presley was known around the world as the young man who moved his hips in a sexual way as he sang rock and roll music. Many adults said he and his music were bad influences on young people. Young women loved him. Huge crowds attended his performances. He made his first movie in 1956. It was Love Me Tender. The title song was a big hit. Elvis Presley was one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood for a number of years in the 1950s. He acted in 31 movies. In 1958, just as he finished making the movie King Creole, Elvis received notice that he had to serve in the United States Army. He was stationed in Germany, where he lived in a large house and dated a lot of beautiful women. One young girl he met in Germany was Priscilla Below, the daughter of an army officer. They married in 1967, when she was 21 years old. He was 32. They became parents 9 months later of a baby girl, Lisa Marie. Elvis returned to performing live shows in 1969 in Las Vegas, Nevada. He then traveled around the country performing before huge crowds. Elvis Presley released many recordings of his performances during the 1970s. He also enjoyed great success on television. His 1973 television show From Hawaii was seen in 40 countries by more than 1,000 people. His last record album was called Moody Blue. He recorded it in 1976. Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977. Hundreds of thousands of people still visit his home, Graceland, in Memphis every year. Elvis Presley remains the undisputed king of rock and roll. Today, we're talking about one of America's most popular singers, Elvis Presley. Music industry experts say more than 1,000 million of Elvis's recordings have sold throughout the world. He was a success in many different kinds of music, popular, country, religious, and rhythm and blues. Elvis Presley won many awards from nations all over the world. Yet he did not record in any language other than English. He never performed outside the United States, except for 3 shows in Canada. Yet his recordings and films have been, and are still, enjoyed by people all over the world. Elvis Aaron Presley was born in the southern town of Tupelo, Mississippi, on January 8, 1935. His family was extremely poor. During his childhood, he sang in churches with his parents. He also listened to music that influenced his later singing. Elvis and his family moved to Memphis, Tennessee when he was 13. In 1953, he made his first recording of the song My Happiness. Elvis Presley recorded the song at the Memphis Recording Service. The story is that he paid $4 to make a recording for his mother. A woman who worked at the public recording studio had another job with a local independent record company called Sun Records. She made a second recording of Elvis's songs because she thought the owner of Sun Records should hear him sing. The owner of Sun Records, Sam Phillips, had been looking for a white performer who could sing black rhythm and blues. He suggested Elvis work with a guitar player and a bass player. Several months later, Mr. Phillips agreed to have the group make a record. It was released on July 19, 1954. One of Elvis's first recordings became a huge hit and led to his many appearances on television. it was Heartbreak Hotel. By the middle of the 1950s, Elvis Presley was known around the world as the young man who moved his hips in a sexual way as he sang rock and roll music. Many adults said he and his music were bad influences on young people. Young women loved him. Huge crowds attended his performances. He made his first movie in 1956. It was Love Me Tender. The title song was a big hit. Elvis Presley was one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood for a number of years in the 1950s. He acted in 31 movies. In 1958, just as he finished making the movie King Creole, Elvis received notice that he had to serve in the United States Army. He was stationed in Germany, where he lived in a large house and dated a lot of beautiful women. One young girl he met in Germany was Priscilla Below, the daughter of an army officer. They married in 1967, when she was 21 years old. He was 32. They became parents 9 months later of a baby girl, Lisa Marie. Elvis returned to performing live shows in 1969 in Las Vegas, Nevada. He then traveled around the country performing before huge crowds. Elvis Presley released many recordings of his performances during the 1970s. He also enjoyed great success on television. His 1973 television show From Hawaii was seen in 40 countries by more than 1,000 people. His last record album was called Moody Blue. He recorded it in 1976. Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977. Hundreds of thousands of people still visit his home, Graceland, in Memphis every year. Elvis Presley remains the undisputed king of rock and roll.